Brian Gain has finally signed an offensive lineman from the outside, Matt Khalil, who was a former top five pick, but things have not gone well for him at the end in Minnesota, most recently with Carolina. They signed him over Donald Penn, who most of us in this room wanted. Was that the right move?
I don't know. At this point, Donald Penn is still a huge question mark because he's had two huge injuries. He's 36 years old. Matt Khalil is a huge question mark because he hasn't been good for a long, long time. I think the one thing you could say is that, well, Matt Khalil is due to be healthy, I suppose. He's missed basically two of the last three seasons.
He's missed 30 games in the last 2 years.
He's still a relatively young man. He's a body, and that's all it is. Like, there's no reason to get excited about him. It doesn't change the Texans' draft strategy whatsoever. They need somebody in there. I suppose the only thing I'm a little bit concerned about is that it sometimes seems like Brian Gain is completely just thinking about compensatory picks. Because Matt Khalil was released, so it wouldn't count against the cap, it wouldn't count against the compensatory pick formula. That gets real complex. It's a body. It's something they should have done. What were we asking for on Friday? Like, get somebody in here on the depth chart. I suppose there's upside, but just like with Chantrell Henderson, it seems like the probability of upside is so low just simply by how many games these guys have missed over the last several years. In that, this is what happens, and this happened to me towards the end of my career. I wasn't old. I played 10 seasons, but by my 9th and 10th season, I'd had so many injuries that I just wasn't the same guy anymore.
Okay.
You know, and so in my 10th year, I tore my ACL, and even though I was actually playing pretty well before that, that last ACL pretty much did it for me. And I couldn't move the same way. I never had any kind of pop or explosion or just really ability to move laterally. That was it. It was the cumulative effect had taken its toll. So I look at Matt Khalil and he hasn't played well in a while. Some people are claiming that he played well towards the end of last year. Fine. All right. The guy hasn't played consistently well in a long, long time. Like maybe since his rookie year. And then it was more that he was promising as a rookie. I don't know what the chances are that he and Chantrell Henderson will help you at all. So you got to draft somebody. You just flat out have to.
Yeah, I agree with that. For me, it's just a body. And the thing about this making this move, Khalil over Penn, I got the feeling that the Texans probably felt like Donald Penn may not have anything left. But Penn is another guy that they could have brought in, and it wouldn't have hurt against compensatory picks for next season.
Right, because he was cut.
He was cut also. Khalil, to me, he's just a body. And I'm not even sure if we started a training camp battle right now with Khalil and Julian Davenport, that Khalil would even win that battle.
Well, and I think that's probably part of the thinking. They just want to be sure that Julian Davenport, A, has competition, B, maybe has a veteran guy that he can watch, work, and do whatever. But again, I can't reiterate enough. Matt Khalil was a vast and huge disappointment in Carolina. They gave him a 50. You know people in Carolina were really happy with last year because he replaced Matt Khalil after Matt Khalil went down? Chris Clark. You guys remember Chris Clark?
That's terrifying.
Jettisoned out of Houston years ago, who yes. I always thought came in well as a swing tackle. He's about, 36, 37 years old at this point? People were gushing with their praise over Chris Clark, simply saying in broad headlines in as much, hey, he's not Matt Khalil. But again, I'm not down on this. It's just something you did.
Yes.
You give him a one-year contract. You need bodies in there. At the very least, he won't come in and tip the ship completely over.
Spin zone. Well, this is a guy that was a top five pick all the way back in 2012. So you look at that. Hey, this is sort of like with the Houston Rockets. We're bringing in all those ex-lottery picks and seeing if some of them would work out, like Hashim Thabeed and Johnny Flynn, yep, etc. But yeah, I've never heard a good thing said about him. Ever.
It was,
ever. Well, I'm not kidding. No, ever. Until I read this piece by Wade.
No. When he was in Minnesota, he had a promising rookie year. He's been one of the curious episodes in NFL history because he actually came in, and usually offensive tackles have a hard time doing well as rookies. He came in and did well, like had a very promising rookie year, and then it just has been kind of steadily downward since then, and it might be the accumulated injuries or whatnot. When he has played, he's finished a bunch of seasons. He's played 16 games a bunch of times. It's just two of the last 3 years he's pretty much missed. And there's no, I suppose in 2017 he got better as the season went along. I encourage everybody to read Wade Smith's piece.
SportsRadio610.com.
SportsRadio610.com. And Paul, as you pointed out, one of Wade's points in there was it doesn't seem like he's always playing like he has a chip on his shoulder. I agree with Wade there. I just don't know I don't know how much the chip... I don't know if he's fast enough to run after and grab the chip to put it on his shoulder. He's just not... He's not moving as well as he did when he was younger. Matt Khalil isn't. And I just... maybe there's upside, maybe there isn't. This is a body. He might not even be on the team come training camp.
Agreed.
Or come September. This is competition.
To put a ball on this, we're fine with the move, but it's not really moving the needle for us as far as the offensive line goes. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday on Mad Radio. Meanwhile, Rob Gronkowski, the greatest tight end of all time, has retired at age 29. This happened last night if you missed it. And Paul, I know this makes you concerned about J.J. Watt's future.
Think about it from this perspective. Rob Gronkowski is 29 years old. Rob Gronkowski is actually younger than me, which I found to be interesting. And Rob Gronkowski, after an NFL career that only spanned from 2010 until this past season, is walking away. When we compare the injuries that he has had to that of J.J. Watt, I would say it's fairly similar. Now J.J. Watt is 30 years old. We've heard J.J. Watt in the past talk about how he actually has considered retirement. Well, what is J.J. Watt away from retirement? And this, I mean, we're going to keep beating this drum to death, but you have a limited amount of time where you have Deshaun Watson on a rookie contract. You also have a limited amount of time where you're going to have J.J. Watt playing at the level that he's playing at now, let alone playing, period.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about J.J. retiring unless all of a sudden you win a Super Bowl, at which point you'd say, all right, you know what? I'm okay with him retiring. Rob has those Super Bowls, and I think that goes a long ways into, at the age of 29, being able to say, all right, my body's beat up. That's it. I'm hanging it up. I think J.J. A, needs to win the Super Bowl, and B, when J.J. made a couple of kind of offhand comments about retiring after 10 years or whatever, I think that was at a different period in his life where he was balls to the wall, I think, wearing himself down in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think there was, you know, there were things he was doing to his body with his workouts that were just flat out, just like the stupidity of youth, really. And a lot of guys do this. When you're 25 years old, hey, let me put 3 tractor tires on my back and jump off a cliff because that'll make me better in the season. And you start to realize, like, oh, wow, I'm going 365 days a year and my body's breaking down. I think he's in a better place in terms of balance right now. He's learned, because he's talking about it, his workouts are different in the offseason. He's taking it easier. He's working out hard, but he's taking it easy on his joints. And you don't necessarily get the sense that he's burning the candle at both ends, like, in a good way, but in a way that ultimately hurts his body.
That's true, but he's definitely 30 years old, and I think another injury is something that could make him seriously consider, all right, well, what's going to happen going forward? I mean, Rob Gronkowski didn't seem too unhealthy about a year and a half ago, but then all of a sudden we saw him play this past season until the very end of the year, the last 2 games in particular. Then we saw him playing like the Gronkowski that we're used to seeing.
A year and a half ago, he's been... You're constantly worried about Gronk's health.
True,
I mean,
but a year and a half
looked fine. But
a year and a half ago, I remember watching over the course of the season and never really thinking, okay, that there are issues with Rob Gronkowski.
I think Mike and I both agreed that he's looked kind of lumbering the last 2 years.
Agreed.
Like,
for me,
he just hasn't moved the same way.
Yeah, for me, it's been the last 2 where he's just it's been painful looking at him run on the field.
Yeah, like, and I didn't think, like, he might have been healthy, but he wasn't the same.
I think this year compared to the year before that, I think there was a noted difference, and that's why I would take back the trade a first round pick for him take that I had this past off season.
So in 2017, you felt confident in his health the whole year?
I
haven't felt confident that he's going to be healthy for like 5, 6, 7 years.
It was more, if he's on the field, I assume he is going to be playing at the level of play that we've always expected out of Rob Gronkowski, where this past season it was clear that he was trying to play through things that I don't think he could overcome anymore.
Yeah, I guess, I wonder, maybe I'm alone in that. I felt like the last 5 years, it's all a matter of like, well, if Rob stays healthy or if Gronk
Well, there's that,
healthy.
Yes, yeah. But when he's healthy, it was never a problem. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he's on the field, I thought he's going to dominate. Where this past season, he's on the field, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I can see what Paul's saying.
Uh-huh.
I can see that point because I thought that it's looked painful watching him, but this past year was the 1 year where it was like, okay, even if he's on the field and healthy, are we still sure mm-hmm. that he's going to be really, really good? And obviously, he came through big time in the last 2 playoff games. As far as Watt's concerned, to your question, Paul, what I'd be concerned about Watt retiring is if he had another big injury like the back or the knee. But I think if he can make it through these seasons relatively healthy, I think he's going to keep going. And the two guys who are, you know, the comparables as far as what kind of legacy Watt wants to leave, Lawrence Taylor played until he was 34, and then Reggie White. I'm not going to count that weird season when he came back to Carolina because that was weird. Reggie White played through age 37. I'm not saying that JJ will play that long, but if he, you know, if he can stay healthy.
37. 37? So he finished 37 before he got to Carolina?
That's not happening.
I thought he was in Carolina for 2 years.
He was in Carolina for 1 year.
Just 1 year? Yeah, I remember watching in training camp, they showed him like, yeah, he feels great. And they showed him like lumbering up a hill workout, and it looked awful. He looked like a fat Sherpa trying to make it up Mount Everest at the end of his year.
I think with JJ, you're most likely looking at like somewhere between, for me, age 33 and 35. That's what I'm looking
at. What if they won two Super Bowls over the next 2 years?
Well, then it changes the situation. Let's hope that. Yeah. Let's hope we run into that problem.
Is a Super Bowl more likely to make him retire or to keep playing longer?
I'll say
taste of glory.
Retire.
I'll say retire.
Nah.
Slightly.
I think he's got 5 more years left in him.
Okay.
I think he retires after Verlander retires. Or no.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.